And just a little while ago, three men left the courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia, in handcuffs after a nearly all-white jury found them guilty of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was jogging through their neighborhood when they cornered him with their pickups and one shot and killed him because they thought he looked suspicious. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, spoke outside the courthouse.
And now Quez, which you know him as Ahmaud, I know him as Quez.
Yes.
He will now rest in peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
The verdicts are still ricocheting around Brunswick, but what are the legal ramifications? Let's bring in Alexis Hoag, assistant professor of law at Brooklyn Law School. And Alexis, professor, your first thoughts when you heard this verdict from a nearly all-white jury convicting three white men?
Thank you, Robin. My first thought was that I hope the verdict brought comfort and some relief to Ahmaud's family and to that Brunswick community. It's only because of their outrage, their frustration, their anger that we even had an indictment. And I want us to remember that in the wake of the shooting, of the killing, there were no indictments from the state. This happened in February. I don't think the indictments came until April, after the video linked, after the pressure, after the outcry.
Yeah, this only happened after the video was leaked 2 months, I believe, after Arbery's killing. And state prosecutors, I believe, had to come in and take it away from local officials who had decided, even having seen that tape, that they weren't going to do anything. But talk about the kind of the building blocks of the defense. Travis McMichael, the shooter, said Arbery grabbed his gun. Now, we heard from reporter Lisa Hagan, who said she thought that, as in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the person with the gun would be seen as claiming self-defense by the jury, even though so many people, you know, to them, the person with the gun looked like the aggressor. Because, yeah. Lisa Hagan said, the laws in Georgia say you can claim self-defense if someone is trying to take your gun. Your thoughts on what the jury obviously saw?
Yeah, well, the defense's theory was really premised on the McMichaels and Bryan's presumption of criminality and dangerousness when they encountered a black man who they believed didn't belong with an outsider, was engaged in criminality in their community. And when that premise falls away because the facts don't support it, and not just the facts don't support it, it is wholly unreasonable for anyone to come to that conclusion based on what was before the Michaels and Bryan, McMichaels rather. And so the jury wasn't going to buy the defense's theory. And I want to make clear that, you know, even though self-defense still stands in the state of Georgia, what has since been repealed is this sort of citizen's arrest law. So that's no longer on the books, and that's directly because of Ahmaud's shooting and killing.
Ashley, we'll have a report at hearnow.org, but as to this citizen's arrest claim, we spoke to an historian who said the citizen's arrest theory goes all the way back to, you know, before slavery, but certainly during slavery, it was a way to actually, there were laws on the books that said that whites had to stop any blacks they saw and detain them in case they were runaway slaves. Georgia's governor, spoke out against that state law, which dated back to slavery days. They did reform it after Arbery was killed. But there are citizen arrest laws across the country. What do you think? You know, what do you think happens now after this jury so decidedly saying, no, you don't have the right to do that?
Yes. Well, it is my hope that other states will repeal their laws. So Georgia's was passed in 1863, and you're correct on that history. It was really instituted as a way to deputize local, private, white citizens and to empower them to capture enslaved people that they perceived were trying to escape from slavery in those last days, of the Civil War, those last years. And so a number of states around the country have citizens' arrest laws, and they vary in terms of the amount of force that a person can use and whether or not they have to believe the person was engaged in some sort of criminal act, what level of criminal act. So it's my hope now that states that still have these laws on the books will repeal them.
Well, and as our professor said, everyone has cameras now, and everyone has a way to call police and to take a picture. Why risk this? Alexis Hoag, assistant professor of law at Brooklyn Law School. We only have a half a minute here. Just your thoughts, having followed this every second of it.
Yes. I think we got the verdicts today, not because the system worked, but in spite of it. I talked already about how there was such a delay in the indictment. And then in the pretrial jury selection phase, the trial judge actually recognized that the state was engaging in intentional racial discrimination, but yet still allowed, you know, this 12-member jury to be impaneled.
We're going to have to wrap up there. Professor Hogue, thank you.
Thank you.